On January 9, 2023, as a result of an extensive investigation into recent bank robberies that occurred in the communities of Steinbach, November 10, Low Farm, November 14, Glenboro, December 8, and Miami, December 23 and January 3, officers from RCMP Major Crime Services, Pembina Valley and the Emergency Response Team, ERT, attended to a residence, located in the city of Morden, and arrested a 30-year-old male without incident. These robberies, initially investigated by the various RCMP detachments of jurisdiction, involved the suspect entering the bank, providing the teller a note stating that it was a robbery, and then the suspect fleeing the scene. In some instances, the suspect indicated in the note that he had a firearm. The suspect fled with an undisclosed amount of cash in four of the robberies, with Steinbach being the exception. No injuries were reported and no weapon was produced. Due to the similarities of the robberies, RCMP Major Crime Services assumed responsibility of the investigation. They examined extensive video surveillance and were able to determine that the suspect had worn similar clothing during each of the robberies but had fled the scene in a different vehicle each time. The investigation continued, and with the execution of several judicial authorizations, officers were able to identify a suspect. With this information, officers then executed search warrants at two separate residences, one in the RM of Hanover and the other in the city of Morden. The search of these residences resulted in the seizure of key pieces of evidence, including cash and clothing. Brett Ashton Crashell, 30 years old, from Morden, was remanded into custody on five counts of robbery. This was a difficult investigation with crime scenes spread out across southern Manitoba. I would like to commend the investigators who quickly recognized the similarities of these crimes and worked tenaciously to identify and safely arrest the suspect, said Assistant Commissioner Rob Hill, commanding officer of the Manitoba RCMP. It's also our hope that this arrest will bring back a sense of safety to the employees and communities who were affected by these robberies. RCMP Major Crime Services continues to investigate.